As the kids head back to school, how do you make more time for you? Now, that's the $64,000 question.
You say
get up early, and I have to agree with you there.
Yeah, actually, you know, back to school, I think, is one of the best times to really reassess and to put new routines in place. So, you know, as I think about, you know, we're always talking about what's the best time of year to start getting in shape, to lose weight, to get fit. And I think summer is really hard. So my favorite time actually is fall, because while things do get more hectic with back to school and schedules and all that, there is a lot more structure to the day that's not there in the summer. So a lot of good strategies around getting healthier about routine. And the fall's nice. It's really hard, right, with barbecues, pool parties, et cetera. So once that simmers down a bit, it's easier to get a little serious.
Yes, and even though the leaves are falling off the trees and all of that, I think it's a time of renewal and new beginnings, really, because of the start of the school year. And it's a great time to get started. Another tip that you have is leaving as you gain more time in the morning, you can also work at getting things settled the night before, like laying out the kids' clothes. Laying out your clothes the night before might really help.
Yeah, I think anything you can do the night before, you should do it. Making lunches the night before really avoids the haste of morning where you make unhealthy choices because you're in a rush. Making great snacks, like, for example, I'll make hard-boiled eggs on Sunday mornings that I can then use throughout the week. It's a great high-protein snack. So there's, you know, a lot of things that you can do along those lines. You know, the other thing is to be an early riser. So, you know, start your day before the kids actually get up. Make sure you're ready to go. You know, dress, showered before your kids are out the door. Don't do that after they leave. Try to get that all done. So once they're done, you can really start your day.
That's a great idea. Also, you've mentioned this before when we've talked. You can prep not only lunches, but meals for when you get home, maybe Sunday night, as you suggested. You could start a stew or something like that. Getting these plans going early in the week or on a Sunday can really help.
Yeah, because let's face it, you know, during the week, it seems like the after-school activities all creep into dinner time. So if you have something that you can just heat up when you get home that you've made earlier in the week, it's easier. It's much better than, you know, calling up for the pizza or running through McDonald's, which is a trap a lot of us get caught up in with the kids' sports schedules.
And you say walk on your lunch break. I have to ask you, Dawn, do you do this?
I try to. I do like weird things sometimes. Like I remember once I'll either go outside and walk. Sometimes I just go up and down the stairs in the office.
Oh.
And I wonder, you know, I remember one day, you know, someone's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just getting a little exercise. And but one of the great things about fall is that the weather cools down. So, you know, during the summer, you know, it can be too hot, muggy to go out, have a walk. But fall really is a perfect time for that. And one of the things I'm trying to do now is if I'm having an update with somebody on my team, and it's not about poring over numbers, but it's more of a discussion, is, you know, for a weekly update, you can actually go walk the grounds a little bit. I'm a big believer in trying to get steps in.
That's a great idea. You also say that you like to schedule things on your phone, schedule a workout in, and that's key as far as I'm concerned.
Exercise is something we all have an intent to do every day, but sometimes it gets pushed aside for other things. So one of the tactics that we have is, you know, treat it like a doctor's appointment or treat it like you're going to get your hair cut. And if you actually put a time in to do it, even if it's only 20 minutes or a half hour, you have more of a shot of actually getting it done.
Well, you've given us a lot of tips. Anything else you want to add?
Well, I always think things happen during a day, and sometimes at the end of the day, you haven't gotten any exercise in. So another great tactic and something I did a lot is, you know, I always made an effort to go to my children's sports activities when they were younger. And, you know, a lot of that actually turns into sitting time, but you can really turn it into walking time. So I know when going to my son's baseball games, instead of sitting on the bleachers, I'd walk the fence where I could still see the game but get my steps in. And I think, you know, I think that's great. You can get short bursts of exercise in that way. And, you know, I personally try to do 20 flights of stairs every day, again, according to my iPhone.
Yeah.
So either at home or in the office. So there's a lot you can do. And I think we also have to remember that it's okay. It's okay to take a half hour out of each day for yourself. And sometimes as a mom, that's hard. But as a role model, it really is about setting a good example, eat healthy, exercise, and remember, kids mimic our habits.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Okay.